In this short video, I'm going to look at the question of stamp duty and, more importantly, some exemptions and some reliefs that I come across regularly. In relation to exemptions, the most common exemption that I encounter would be a transfer from husband to wife or vice versa. So a transfer of property between spouses is exempt from stamp duty perspective. The second most common I would come across would be where there is a divorce or dissolution of marriage and there's a court order for the divorce. The property adjustment order arising from that court order, that particular property adjustment order will give rise to no stamp duty, even though the parties are no longer married because they're divorced, but because the transfer is pursuant to a court order, it's exempt from stamp duty. When it comes to reliefs from stamp duty, then the most common relief I would come across would be in relation to the transfer of a site from a parent to a child to allow the child build a house. This particular situation, if it's the child's principal private residence, if that's the intention, well then, the market value of the site does not exceed $500,000. There is relief there, provided the site size doesn't exceed 1 acre, there's relief there for the child and he can claim back the stamp duty when he builds the house. Other reliefs would include farm consolidation relief, which is subject to certain conditions. Land acquired by sporting bodies is exempt from stamp duty. Family transfer from a child, family farm transfer from a child to a parent, there's reliefs in that, and transfers for charities attract reliefs for stamp duty. But the most important one, I think, there in terms of the reliefs would be the transfer of a site from a parent to a child. And it's important that the site size does not exceed 1 acre and that the value of the site doesn't exceed $500,000. The value of the site not exceeding $500,000 is not a difficult condition to fulfil, but sometimes in transferring a site and getting a right of way or access to the road or whatever, you can easily exceed the acre. So you'd want to be careful about that. There is, as I say, relief then when the child builds the house, he can reclaim or she can reclaim stamp duty. And the other most important exemptions there then between spouses and on the dissolution of a marriage between former spouses, essentially. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate it if you gave it the thumbs up down below. Thanks a lot.